Welcome back to the Midday Show, and it's such a pleasure to welcome Tink and Josiah from the land of Slambovia here. The Slambovian Circus of Dreams will be performing at Daryl's House this Friday evening at 8 p.m., Daryl's House in Pawling, New York. And then again, you guys will be at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, which is taking place July 24th through the 26th. In Goshen, Connecticut, that's coming up. And also, I happen to know through my connections that you guys have a spectacular live album. Is it out officially yet, or I know Friday is going to be more or less your release party as well as performance.
But it was released officially on the 4th of July digitally, and you could order the physical album and T-shirts that Tink made. She made some cool T-shirts.
Yeah, so we actually have, an album in hand. We'll have it at the show. It's kind of miraculous. It just kind of popped out all, like, within a week or so. It just kind of happened. It's a miracle. We got it done.
And she sold about $500,000. We're hoping that at the Daryl show we can complete the million-dollar thing.
But it's funny. It just kind of happened all of a sudden. We had this fantastic live show with WAMC in Albany, and then they said, "Hey, we're going to broadcast it in February. You want to come interview and hear the show and this and that?" And when we heard the show, we thought, "Oh my God, we played well!" And then they produced it really well, and they gave us the files, and we said,
"That's amazing."
Which is
everybody was like, "Wow!"
Right? Nobody objected.
Yeah, everybody was really excited.
So it's hard to do.
Yeah, really. It's the first live album we've released since like 2010.
Yeah, wow.
And it's with the current touring band, which that particular performance was right after we got off the road from our UK tour and other things. So we were kind of in fine form, and it just caught an energy that was very special. I don't know, maybe because it's the UFOs were around in Albany, because I did play theremin that night. But it was pretty amazing.
Is that at that Linda place? Is that they still doing
It's live at the Linda thing.
Live at the I went to a show there. It's a nice little place.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Nathan, who was the engineer for it and mixed it, man, he's like, we've done all our own albums, so we're very particular. Even when when we had stuff mastered and paid $1,000 to have it mastered, we get it back home and Sharky and I listen to it, and Tink and I, and we go, and we redo it ourselves.
Really?
We're really like do-it-yourself
fans. Ooh, yeah.
So that's happened many times, And it's fans who say, we'll pay for the mastering at the great place, the best. They just did Aerosmith's album. And we get home and go, that's not happening.
But what happened with this is like, it even the things that are not perfect, a few wrong or slightly smudgy notes here and there, it's like it's just got this charm. We didn't retouch anything
on
really the whole
cool.
album.
Sharky just remastered it, so that it just sounds, it's punching. But it was mixed by Nathan.
Yeah, Nathan Scheid.
Nathan Scheid.
So thanks to WAMC and Public Radio, they really did a good one for us.
And
we're really happy because we're working on our next album. And we don't have it quite done. We thought, let's just give something to the fans. And we're not giving like the leftovers. This is a really great, great live album. We're really happy with it.
Well, yeah, people that like live albums. The reason why people appreciate, when they work is because of the energy, which, you get from live shows. So it doesn't always work. But when it does, it's a great show. And you're not looking for perfection for that. You can find on a studio album. But what you're looking for is more of a level of energy and vibe that you can't get from anywhere but maybe a live performance,
Yeah, it really has that. It's amazing. And it's funny, like a friend of ours, Eddie Kramer, who did he's a big producer with Hendrix and stuff like that. He's also the Frampton Comes Alive and the first live Kiss album that broke both of those bands after, in the middle of their careers.
It's a shame those albums never went anywhere, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So live albums, I've always been, I've always shied away, but this one really, got me too. It really won me over. So it's a cool album is what we're saying. If you get it,
right.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's called 13. Where did you ever come up with that title? Or how did you ever?
Well, you know, there were 13 great songs on it. And then I said, hey, 13, like the 13 original colonies, because we're in the midst of the birthday, right? And all that stuff. And then, you know, we're not that blatantly patriotic all the time, you know, but then even Bob said, let's release it on the 4th of July. I go, okay.
Okay,
And
whatever.
Tink had this drum like from ancient times. It's in her office. It's got the 13 original stars and stripes on it. It's a big bass drum for like a brass band that she
Oh,
was
yeah.
very, she even played in that brass band in the past. And she goes, hey, so within like
A
5 minutes, yeah, well,
5 minutes. We
of
just,
talking,
yeah, of
just
talking,
let me
yeah.
say a sentence,
Okay,
will you?
talk.
She didn't give me any coffee.
I'm just messing everything up, so go
No,
ahead.
you're not. No, you're not. I was going to say, within 5 minutes of conversation between me, her, and Bob and Cindy, all these ideas came, which we normally wouldn't even do. But it's really cool, and it's also controversial. People are like, "Whoa, it's a flag!"
It's
You
like,
know, everybody knows that the Slambovians are very apolitical. We watch both sides and say, "We hear what you're. Can you say bitching on the radio? I don't think you can."
yes, you
Anyway,
can.
yeah. You know, we hear what you're bitching about, but what are you doing? We look at both sides and say that. Because in Slambovia, we got rid of politics and just say, you got a good idea? Let's try it and do it. Instead of like bitching about the other side, why don't you show us something you can do? So, and it's really solved our political problems in Slambovia.
Yeah,
And so,
we have a slogan. We say, "Don't pick a side, pick a future." That's where we're at. So we're just trying to look forward. And I think also growing up in the Hudson Valley, like you're in the Berkshires on the border of New York and Connecticut, whatever. It's like I think for us in particular, we feel very connected to the land and to the history, you
good and
know,
bad,
good and bad, but it's so deep. We're right on the Hudson River across from West Point. It's like Benedict Arnold like rode past my house or something. So it's like it's not it's such a it's a respect and love for the deep history. You know, there's a lot of misbehaving that went on, but a lot of good things. And you just have to, like, we're just saying, hey, whatever, let's just tip our hat and move forward.
and
Let's just
solve,
and solve things. That's us.
solve, yeah, solve things.
Best way to solve things is together.
That's
Turns
right.
out, turns
That's why
out,
we have
right?
shows.
Exactly. Tink and Josiah here on the Midday Show, the Slambovian Circus of Dreams, and they're performing at Daryl's house. It's a kind of a, you know, unofficial album launch party, you could
Yes.
call it, for
Yes,
this new
yes.
live album called 13. And we're going to play one of those tracks right after this. You guys were telling me which track do you prefer I play, by the way?
Tink wants you to play Enemies of Love. That's
Enemies of
the Enemies
Love.
of Love. Yeah. Cindy and Tink are partial to that song. So,
Yes, Cindy's our tour manager.
yeah.
You know, the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, of course, has a huge loyal following there. Folks go every year over there at Goshen, Connecticut. And Slambovia will be settling into the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival
Yes,
that last
all
weekend of
three
the month.
days, Adam. All 3 days, yeah.
All 3 days.
Yeah. So
Well, we got to get you closer to here at some point soon, you know, or bring you into the station. We'd love for it to do something live on the air with you guys. We're
yeah,
doing and
that'll
we're
be
doing a
good.
lot more of that here.
Good,
Oh,
good.
cool.
Yeah, the chemistry when we do that with you guys, the chemistry's good, and that kicks it up a few notches. We're happy to. We'll do
Of
that
course.
soon, Adam. We'll
Okay.
do that soon.
I've got it now here on the air. You've said it, so we'll see this to fruition for sure.
Right.
Folks, I'm urging you to make it over to Daryl's house because you're going to be very glad you did. You're going to be thanking me. Guys, really, thank you so much. And we'll look forward to talking more about the live album, well, the studio album that you guys are working on. Like, what's the goal around the release of that,
Maybe
do you think?
Christmas. Maybe
Wow,
Christmas.
that's
We
all
have
right.
a new book coming out too that'll
What?
happen by Christmas. Yeah. A lyric book with
Oh.
commentary on it that they
Oh, nice.
tricked me into doing.
So we're
So
trying to stay busy,
you
you
were
know. We're trying to stay out of trouble.
hoodwinked into publishing a book. Oh my
Yeah,
God.
and they got me, you know, yeah, they wrote me into finishing it like in 3 days. So
What's it called? I think Tall Tales and Simple Songs or
yeah,
something like
Tall
that. Oh,
Tales
and
nice.
Simple Songs, yeah.
Oh, well, you'll have a lot to talk about on your next visit here then. That's great.
Yes, Adam, yes.
All right.
Well,
Well, congratulations on all. Sorry, Tink.
sorry, you're gonna have to. I was gonna say,
That's
did
it.
we do a good enough job? Do we do good on the interview? Do we get the job? We get to be a
Yes,
band played on your radio station?
yes. You're hired.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks, guys, and have a great show at Daryl's house.
Thanks,
Thanks.
Adam.
All
It's
right.
good to
Adam.
see you, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Same here. All right, so this is Enemies of Love from the Sambovian Circus of Dreams live. You're listening to the Midday Show. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. 98.1 KZE.